Is it a robot?
Robot or not?
All right, John, I know you love Star Wars. So I have a genre question for you, and nerds argue about this stuff all the time, which is Star Wars science fiction? And if not, what is it?
I'm going to say, I know people don't like to call it science fiction because it seems to have magic in it. Like, the Force seems like it's magic. But if you don't categorize it as science fiction, what do you categorize it as?
Well, I mean, some people categorize it as fantasy because it is not a direct... No. The strict definition of science fiction that some people hold to, and I'm not... I think that this is too much, mm-hmm. but the strict definition would be that science fiction or speculative fiction is about applying things that we know about how the world works and extrapolating from them stories about things we could do within what we understand about how the world works. Whereas if what you're taking is a flight of fancy where it is... imagine if there were people with laser swords and magic... Then that's fantasy, and fantasy doesn't have to be hobbits and dragons. It just needs to be things that are not grounded in what we understand about reality. And so those people, they would say this is fantasy or science fantasy, you could call it, but it is fantastical in a way that science fiction isn't.
So I'm not categorizing it as fantasy, not because it's not hobbits and elves, but because I think to get back to the strict definition of sci-fi. I think an even stricter one is that it has to be using science-based things to reveal something about, like, that has to be the crux of it. It has to be, because of science, X, therefore are consequences. And let's think about those consequences. Like, the science has to be the foundation of the fiction, that the story, the consequences, the things you're thinking about, the conflicts have to be science-based. Like, that the science has to have brought them about. And that is mostly not true.
Yeah, that's an extreme definition, though.
That is very extreme, but, like, if you want to get, you know, super-duper, like, hardline classical type of thing. Now, I think Star Wars falls more under the category of sci-fi because a lot of the things in it are straight-up sci-fi, as in, we have a space program. We know about spaceships and rockets. We know about space. We have theories about faster-than-light travel. A lot of Star Wars is traveling between planets, which are like planets with our, according to our scientific understanding of things, in galaxies, in spaceships powered by things that look like rockets. Like, that's all straight up science fiction. So those are extrapolations of technology as we know it, to create a world in which, like, you know, like, that's how we understand Star Wars. We understand Star Wars because we know the science of rockets, right? So the Force and lightsabers, I feel like, still within the realm of science. Science fiction books have had things more fantastical, like books that everyone would agree were science fiction, have had things more fantastical than lightsabers. No problem. So lightsabers, still firmly sci-fi. The Force is where you start getting weird, because the Force is like, oh, isn't that magic? Are we into the realm of fantasy now? So prequels aside, I contend that there are plenty of science fiction books that also do biological-based things that are basically indistinguishable from magic, and just because they're in a sci-fi book, they get to be explained away. You know what I mean? Where people are genetically engineered to have a certain power or whatever. And again, prequels aside, in the original trilogy of the Star Wars movies, it is absolutely clear that the Force is hereditary. Force is strong in your family, mm-hmm. right? And we know how heredity works. So there has to be, at the very least, a biological component. So I don't think it's a stretch to say that the Force is a thing having to do with biology beyond the realm of our modern understanding, but nevertheless is perhaps possible with a much deeper, perhaps lost, complicated understanding of both physics and biology and, you know, like, how can you move things with your mind or whatever, like, it's clearly hereditary. And if it is hereditary, there has to be a biological. If it was merely magical, like, I don't like stories where magic is like inherited from one family to the other, because it doesn't really make any sense. And then, of course, the prequels nail that down further. And so as much as I don't want to bring this into that, if you really need to bring it out for the big guns, they pretty well nail it down. And so basically what I'm coming down to is there is nothing in Star Wars that is outside the realm of sci-fi as far as I'm concerned. So if I have to categorize it as something, no way I'm going to categorize it as fancy. I'm going to categorize it as sci-fi.
Wait, did you just say that you don't like that there are stories where magic gets passed down between families? Because that is, like, literally what Star Wars is.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, Merlin magic, like, you know, magic user Dungeons and Dragons type magic.
But the Force is basically the same thing.
It is not the same thing as magic. Magic is a much more, the traditional magic is more of a book learning thing where you got to study things. And, you know, I like that. Magic should be that you go to school for it and you study it. And like, there's not like Harry Potter, but, you know, like Dungeons and Dragons magic where you have to study all day to cast one spell and then you can't do it again until the next day. And it takes lots of, you know, dedication and learning. Like, but it's a thing that anybody could do. But right? You didn't have to be a special chosen one to have it.
But not like Harry Potter, which is a school where there is a biological component in Harry Potter. It's true, although not necessarily like Hermione.
Is there? I'm not a big Harry Potter. Well, I've only seen the movies. So what is the biological component?
Wizards usually have wizard children, although sometimes they don't, and those are called squibs. And humans, muggles, sometimes will have a wizard child, and that's like Hermione is a child of I guess mudblood. They would call it. It's a child of people who are regular muggles, but she's a wizard. So it's there, but it's not like, obviously, yeah, we would say that there is some recessive gene going on there that makes people possible to wield magic in some way.
I know the whole mudblood angle, and I know that whole deal, but like, it feels more like then that it's not like what I just described as the magic users, Dungeons and Dragons. It's more like X-Men, where you've got the mutant powers, you just don't know how to control them. Because if you're born magic or not, what's the point of going to school? The school is like, we got to teach you got to put you in the danger room and learn to control your powers. And yes, there's studying and learning about potions and crap, but the bottom line is, you're not in the school at all if you're a muggle, right? There's no amount of learning and studying you can do as a muggle, whereas in the classic Dungeons and Dragons thing, you don't have to be born special and magical to be a magic user.
I don't know if that's true, because you gotta choose be that level. I don't know. You like to not think, you have an idea of what fantasy is, and Star Wars doesn't fit it. And I think that's true for most people.
What I'm saying is that I have an idea of what science fiction is, and that Star Wars does fit.
Yeah, well, that is true too. And I think honestly, I think for most people, and these days a lot of people's definition of science fiction comes from Star Wars, quite frankly. But if there are computers and spaceships and stuff. I think we basically throw it in and say that's science fiction, and it may be they talk about space opera a lot in the science fiction genre, especially for novels. Mm-hmm. But Star Wars is kind of a space opera in that way too. And what's space opera? Well, it's kind of bigger stakes and a little less attention to strict scientific detail and broad, you know, vistas and, you know, galaxy spanning adventures and all of that. And that's fine. That's still science fiction because it's got robots and planets and spaceships in it. And I think that that's a perfectly fine definition for it. It's just that there are some sticklers who would be like, well, there's magic in Star Wars, so it's not really science fiction.
Yeah, I'm going to say, like, you can make a strong argument that there is no magic in Star Wars, that it just seems like magic because, you know, insert Arthur C. Clarke quote, who was a science fiction author. Now, like, when you come to the movies, like, if we're categorizing it, is Star Wars sci-fi? I say yes. But when you're categorizing movies, like you just said, there are many more categories than just fantasy and sci-fi. For example, action adventure. You could have an action adventure movie set in the 40s. Is it a period piece? No, it's an action adventure movie.
Right.
You can have an action adventure movie set in space. It might not be sci-fi.
Well, Rogue One is a war movie, essentially. You know, it's kind of cross with some other genres. But I mean, it's a mix of genres, but it's a very different kind of movie. But it's still recognizably, you know, a Star Wars movie and set in space and has science fiction elements enough to call it a science fiction movie.
Well, that's the thing. But I wouldn't call Star Wars a science fiction movie, because if you say what genre is it? Is it science fiction? Is Star Wars science fiction? Yes. Because you're talking about Star Wars, broadly speaking, Star Wars, the Star Wars universe.
But
like
if
that.
You had to pick one label for it, that would not be the label you would pick.
Right. Well, if I have to describe what kind of movie is it, you'd say space opera or something, because if you say sci-fi movie, I get back to that other definition I was saying where the science aspect of it has to be the crux of the dramatic tension in the movie. Like, it can't be a movie about Hereditary battling for a throne, because that's not science-based. Even if they're all flying around in spaceships, it's probably a space opera, like you said, right? Mm-hmm. Which is the thing that has a better definition. Or you could call Rogue One a war movie, right? But is Star Wars sci-fi, which was the root of this? I'm going to say yes.
All right. Robot or not, is it a robot or not?